孩子们祷告是非常好的一个。
I think that's the first time I've seen that, like a specific prayer for children. I think that's really beautiful.
这是我第一次看到专门为孩子的祷告。
And children, I hope that you see, no matter how old you are, because I'm a child, right? I still have a mom, even though I'm an older child. But I hope that you see that your parents care for you.
哦，所以啊，孩子们，不管你们有多大，我现在也是一个孩子，因为我还有我的妈妈。你都要看到你的父母是爱你们的。
So you can't go through life thinking that you're that nobody that loves you. You saw today that there's actually someone in your life who loves you and cares for you.
所以在你的生命当中，实在是有人爱你们，不要觉得没有人爱你。
And your parents and or grandparents or whoever was with you today is modeling Christ. Modeling the love of Christ.
那在你旁边的父母或者祖父母都是靠用耶稣的爱来爱你。
So today, when I was driving to church today, I usually stop at the mall before I come to church.
通常我开车来教会的时候会经过一下那个 mall。
And the mall's not open, so don't worry.
商场通常不开，在那个时候。
But I always go by the Panera behind Smith Haven Mall. There's a bus stop, bus area.
我会去 Panera 旁边那个汽车站。
And I usually go there because before I come here, I always, put gospel tracts and Christian literature into the bus, cubicles where the benches are.
我去那里就是想把那些福音当章放到那个汽车站那里。
And usually there are sometimes people there, not all the time.
有的时候会有人在那个汽车站。
But there was a man that was standing off to the side, so I went up to him and I gave him a tract, gave him a Christian literature.
那有一个人站在那里，我就给了他一张福音单张。
And he was really happy to receive it. He said he, was waiting for another bus to go to Deer Park.
他非常高兴地接受了这张福音单张，然后说他在等一辆去 Deer Park 的汽车。
And he was really happy to receive, literature about Jesus and about the gospel.
他非常高兴地接受这个单张，以及接受耶稣的福音。
And then he was telling me about how his sister had recently died.
他就跟我讲了他的姐妹是最近去世了。
And he was telling me about his son.
他还告诉我他儿子的事情。
I mean, he's just giving me all this information in the space of like 3 minutes.
他就用花了3分钟的时间把他们家的事情都告诉我了。
And then he said that he hoped that his sister was in heaven.
他说他希望他的姐妹在天上。
And then I was able to say to him, if you believe in Jesus, if you put your faith in Jesus, you will have eternal life.
所以我就告诉他，如果你信耶稣的话，你就得永生。
And I wanted him to see just the simplicity of that.
所以我就很简单的告诉他。
And the purity and the beauty of that.
也是很简洁。
I mean, it's like a glass of water, the gospel. It's just pure, it's beautiful, it's refreshing, it's available.
所以福音就像一杯很清洁的水一样。
And so, as I left, he said, because on the back of the track, there's a church name. He's like, maybe I'll go to that church. And it was just an interesting encounter with somebody just a few minutes ago.
所以我走的时候他就说，有一天我可能会去这上面写的这个教会。
But I bring that up because just like kids, your parents have just showed, or people with you today showed that there's someone that cares about you.
我想说这个事情是因为我要告诉孩子们，实在是你的父母们或者你周围的人是关心你是爱你的。
What I saw today again at the bus stop is how important it is for people to feel cared about.
我也要借着汽车站这个故事来告诉大家，去关心一个人，去爱一个人是多么重要的一件事情。
This man that I met just felt like someone cared about him, was willing to take the time to listen to him and talk with him and give him something.
这个人他可能从我对他的倾听以及对他谈话的过程当中会得到安慰。
And that's a beautiful thing.
这是一件极好的事。
And that's what God wants us to feel.
这也是神所要让我们所感觉到的。
In this story today that we're going to read about the first temptation, I want you to see that Jesus is doing this because he cares about you.
今天我们要看的是耶稣所受的第一个试探。耶稣做这样的事情，他也是为了让我们知道他实在是爱我们。
I mean, I don't know about you, but I would not want to spend 40 days in a desert not eating food.
我不知道你怎么样，反正我自己不愿意去沙漠里边独自待40天来进食。
I mean, I don't even want to spend one day in my house without eating food, let alone a whole 40 days in a desert without eating food. I wouldn't want to do that.
不要说40天在旷野不吃东西，就是1天在我的家里不吃东西，我也是不情愿的。
And I definitely wouldn't want to be in the desert fighting Satan, fighting the devil, the devil.
我也不愿意在旷野里边跟撒旦来征战。
I would be scared to do that.
我会非常的害怕，如果让我那么做的话。
And I know you would be too.
我知道你也会。
And yet Jesus, somebody said no, but all right, maybe you're strong. But Jesus did that, and he did it for you.
但是耶稣他这么做了，他是为我们所做的。
Of course, he did it for his God's glory. He did it because he was on mission, but he did it because he cares about you.
他是为着神的荣耀做的，没错。他也是有他的使命，他要这样做，但他也是为着来照顾关怀我们。
I mean, if you have the scriptures, turn to First Peter for a minute here, and First Peter chapter 5,
请大家打开彼得前书，
verse 7 and 8. We're just going to look at that just to emphasize this point about how God cares for us.
彼得前书5章7节和8节。
And in First Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, look at this, casting, throwing, giving, right? Casting all your care. Your worries, your concerns, your anxieties, whatever is bothering you today, cast it all upon him. Who's the him? Who's the him? Jesus, right? Jesus. For why? He cares for you.
彼得前书5章第7节说：“你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。”
And look at this verse here. Look at verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
第8节，务要谨守、警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So first we're learning that God cares for us, and God cares for us so much that he wants us to give him our cares.
所以我们就看到耶稣他顾念我们，让我们把一切的忧虑卸给他。
So if you're in here today and you have a bunch of worries, I'm sure you do, and concerns, I'm sure you do, and anxieties, and just your mind, you can't sleep at night, you don't sleep very well, you're just not happy because there's just things rolling around your mind. Well, leave here free by casting your cares to Jesus. Just lift it up to him. Say, Lord, heal me. Lord, take this fear and worry. Lord, you know what I'm worried about. Lord, I give it to you.
所以如果我们来的时候，大家可能都有一些忧虑、一些重担，那么请大家把这些忧虑、重担在这里卸给神。
I mean, I had to drive my sister to the airport this morning, so I had to go to my mom's house at 5 in the morning today.
我今天早上把我的姐姐送或者妹妹送到了机场，然后我会经过一下我母亲住的地方。
I had to wake up at 4:15 on Sunday morning.
所以我必须在早上4点15分起来。
The one day I could sleep late, up early. So I had to go to my mom's house and I said, Mom, because I was taking my sister to the airport.
因为我要送我姐妹去机场的缘故，我就要路过我妈妈的房子。
I said, Mom, what are you doing up? Like, I can do this. Like, the point is for you to sleep. Like, why are you up?
我就问我的妈妈说：“你怎么起得这么早
Oh, I couldn't sleep. There's just so many things on my mind.
？”她就告诉我说：“我睡不着，因为我的脑子总是在想一些事情。
I said, Mom, what's on your mind? What's going on?
”我就问她：“你在想什么呢？”
I said, Mom, what are you worried? You got money in the bank? I said, what are you worried about?
我说你的银行里还有钱，你在担心什么呢？
And she said, well, you know, my stomach doesn't feel right. I don't feel like eating. So that's a blessing too. You're going to lose weight. This is great.
他说，他妈妈说，我没有胃口，肚子也不舒服，不想吃饭。我就说，这对你来说是件好事情，你可以减肥。
And she started laughing, and I just wanted her to know, like, you know, God's in control, Mom. Like, it's okay.
所以他就妈妈就开始笑了，然后我就告诉他， 神仍然掌权。
So Jesus is here saying, cast your cares upon him. Give me your cares.
所以耶稣在这里说，把你的忧虑卸给神。
And I think my mom just needs to hear some encouragement, and then she's I'm sure she's sleeping now.
我就觉得我的妈妈需要一些鼓励我想她现在可能在睡觉。
So as we go through this story, just remember, Jesus cares for you. That's why he's willing to go through 40 days in the desert, fight the enemy, but he's doing that because he cares for us.
耶稣他愿意在40天在旷野受试探，因为他顾念我们。
And the second thing is, you saw in verse 8 here, you see this verse come to life in Luke 4. Like, Jesus goes into the desert, and the enemy is there, like a roaring lion, and we're seeing this take place here in the story.
而第八节所描述的，魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人，在路加福音里边就是一个活生生的例子。
And then look at verse 9. Verse 9 says, resist him, resist the enemy, right? Jesus resists the enemy, you resist the enemy.
所以第九节说要来抵挡他。
But you don't resist the enemy with guns, you don't resist the enemy with grenades and warships and jet planes, you don't resist that way the enemy.
抵挡他不是说要靠着枪或者要靠着其他的东西。
The enemy is spiritual, so you resist him in a spiritual way.
因为魔鬼也是灵界的东西，所以我们要靠着灵界的东西来打败他。
You resist him the way Jesus did, through fasting.
所以我们要像耶稣一样来通过禁食。
Right? Not, you know, giving something up. It could be food. It could be, for the young people, their smartphone.
可能
That could be fast. You're going to fast from your phone. Just not look at it for hopefully 10 years.
那年轻人可能要借着禁不玩手机。
Prayer is
借着祷告。
Right? And quoting and knowing and believing the scripture.
引用圣经来认识知道圣经。
I don't know about you, but that's very comforting to know that's how I can defeat a being, an evil being that is way more intelligent, way more powerful than me, that I can defeat him in the name of Jesus by doing what Jesus did.
我们知道这样的事实，就是我们可以靠着耶稣所做的，靠着祷告，靠着神的话来抵挡比我们很强大的属灵的邪恶的力量。
So let's look at the first temptation. There's going to be three key foundational scripture verses that I want to dive into. So if you have your Bibles, turn to 1 John.
我们来看今天要讲的经文，请大家翻到约翰一书二章十六节。
So 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. So here are some key foundational scriptures I want you to keep in mind. And it just gives more meaning to that passage of scripture we're going to look at in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. So 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, and it says this, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
约翰一书二章十六节，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
I mean, that's one of our greatest battles. Our greatest battle that we deal with on a daily basis is this flesh, this body, which desires just everything, wants everything. Wants food and sleep and this, it's constant.
所以每天我们要征战的一个对象就是我们的肉体，它要吃，要喝，要睡觉，要各种想要的事情。
I mean, wouldn't you agree with that? Wouldn't you agree that one of your biggest enemies is just your body just not working right, your body wanting things that you don't know you shouldn't want? It's a pain in the neck, that body of ours.
你同意你每天最大的一个敌人就是你自己的身体吗？
And so the flesh, and this is the first battle Jesus is going to deal with. He's going to be, the Satan's going to tempt him. He's going to tempt his flesh.
耶稣所面临的第一个试探就是撒旦要借着耶稣的身体来试探他。
He's going to tempt his five senses. He's going to tempt him in terms of his appetites.
撒旦要借着耶稣的饥饿来试探。
And so we're going to see, how does Jesus deal with that? How does Jesus fight that? What does Jesus do to defeat that temptation? Because that's a very strong temptation. Now, who failed at that temptation back in Genesis? Who failed the flesh temptation?
面对这样的试探就失败了呢?
Our ancestors did, Adam and Eve.
就是我们的先祖亚当和夏娃。
Our glorious ancestors who took something and ate something. Isn't that interesting? They ate what they weren't supposed to eat. They took something they weren't supposed to take. And they ate it. And they enjoyed it. And it just brought misery upon all of creation.
那因为亚当和夏娃他们吃了神所命令他们不能吃的果子。
The devil took out our ancestors with one temptation. Boom, took them out. Just knocked them right out.
所以撒旦就只做了一件事情，就胜过了我们的先祖。
With Jesus, it was going to take more than one, right? And he was never knocked out. But Satan kept going and going and going because he couldn't defeat Jesus.
但是撒旦在试探耶稣的时候却不是一次就 成功的,而他,所以他在不停地试。
But with perfect humans, smarter than we could ever be, Adam and Eve took him out like that.
但是人不管有多聪明,都会像亚当和夏娃一样被撒旦一击就倒。And
so that tells me, if I'm being tempted in the area of my body, my flesh, my desires, I got to look to Jesus. I am not going to be able to be strong enough to fight the enemy. I'm going to have to trust in, rely on, give my cares and concerns to Jesus, and Jesus will do the fighting for me.
所以这就告诉我，当我面对试探的时候，我不能靠着我自己去来面对这个试探，我要来靠着耶稣来面对试探。Isn't
that comforting to know that Jesus will do the battle? He'll fight for you. Just look to him. He'll fight the enemy for you.
那我们知道，只要我们来仰望耶稣，他会为我们来征战，这样是不是很得安慰呢？
You resist through faith. Faith in who? Faith in Jesus. You go to Jesus and he takes care of the enemy for you.
所以我们只要借着信来到耶稣的面前,他会来处理我们这些困难。
So whatever you're dealing with today, if you feel attacked, give it to Jesus. He will defeat the enemy for you.
所以今天不管你面临什么样的困境,你带到耶稣面前,他会来为你征战。
I mean, isn't that great? Someone else fighting for you.
有人来为你征战是不是非常棒的一件事情?
So if you're a child, do you ever remember a time when your parent defended you? Your parent like fought for you, not like this way, but maybe with just words and arguments defending you. Wasn't that nice when someone stood in the gap for you and defended you?
所以孩子们，当你的父母来保护你，来就是为你阻挡一些不好的事情的时候，你会不会觉得非常安，非常啊？
I mean, I love when my wife defends me, which doesn't happen often, but when it does, I'm like, that's so nice. I love when you defend me. You protect me. I love it.
当我的妻子站出来保护我的时候，我觉得非常的 开心。
And my mom is always defending me.
就像我的妈妈也经常来保护我。
My name is Joseph, but she calls me Joey. So it tells you something.
我的名字叫约瑟夫，但是我的妈妈常叫我喜乐。
I'm 52, she still calls me Joey.
我已经52岁了，她还是叫我喜乐。
But she defends me, man. If someone says something, she's like, oh, no, not him, not him.
然后我的母亲常常来, 保护我。
And they're like, no, it was him. Right? You can fool a lot of people, right? But you can't fool mom, no. So let's go to the next verse. Let's go to the next verse. Okay?
我们来打开雅各书四章七节。
So you're going to see a flesh battle when we go through Luke 4, but let's go to now James 4, 7. James 4, 7. I like hearing those pages move. That's good. James 4, 7.
雅各书四章七节。
James 4, 7. And this is what Jesus does again. This is what Jesus does, but we're to model it, right? Jesus is modeling because he cares for us. He's doing the fighting for us. But James tells us here, therefore, submit to God. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
雅各书四章七节,故此你们要顺服上帝,勿要抵挡魔鬼,魔鬼就必离你们逃跑了。
So if I have evil thoughts, I go to God first.
所以如果我有不好的心思念的话，我要首先去找神。
I resist by turning to scripture in my mind, thinking about scripture, thinking about Jesus, thinking about something from the Bible. I'm resisting that way.
我要借着经文来抵挡魔鬼。
And the scripture promises us the devil will leave.
而圣经应许我们，魔鬼就要离开，要逃跑。
You see this with this story, though we don't get to it, but eventually, after Jesus defeats all three temptations, what happens? What does Satan do? He just leaves.
我们还没有看到，但是大家一会儿会看到，耶稣靠着经文抵挡撒旦的三次试探之后，撒旦干嘛呢？撒旦就逃跑了。Now,
Luke's interesting because Luke says, until an opportune time. So it does say he comes back because he's a roaring lion. But that initial temptation, he left. Satan left Jesus. So look at verse 5, verse 8 of the same chapter, James 4, 8. Draw near to God then. Get close to him. That's why you're here. Why are you here? To draw closer to God. That's why I hope you're here. Why do you read the Bible? Draw closer to God. That's what you need. That's what I need. That's what the world needs. What? To draw closer to God.
雅各书4章8节说, 你们亲近上帝，上帝就必亲近你们。这也是为什么我们今天会在这里，为什么我们要来读圣经。
And what happens when you draw closer to God?
那你亲近神的话会怎么样呢?
What's the result?
会有什么结果呢?
What's the outcome?
会发生什么事情?
He will draw near to you.
耶稣也会来亲近你。
That's so awesome.
是非常奇妙的事。
So you're not alone today.
所以你今天并不孤单。
Whatever you're going through, just go to God in your mind, with your lips, when you're driving your car, wherever you are. Just keep him at the forefront of your mind.
不管你身处何地，你在做什么事情，你要来知道耶稣就在，你要来亲近神。
I mean, no matter what you're thinking about something, right? Whatever it is, even right now, you probably have thoughts that I don't know, but there's something you're thinking about.
你可能总是在想一些事情。
So why not think about Jesus?
那为什么不想，不思想耶稣呢?
What's so important that's going on in your life that you can't just think about Jesus? Because I guarantee you, if you think about Jesus, that problem is going to get solved. It's going to get resolved. It's going to be okay.
有什么重要的事情拦阻你，使你不能思想耶稣呢? 我向你打保证，如果你思想耶稣的话，那些事情都不是大问题。
I mean, thinking and worrying about the test or the insurance company or whatever, how is that fixing anything, changing anything? It doesn't. So put your mental thoughts and energy into Jesus. Submit to God. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. And you will be at peace.
而我们的思考这些耶稣以外的事情并不能帮助我们，并不能对我们有任何帮助，所以我们要来思考耶稣，来亲近上帝，那上帝也会亲近我们，来解决这些问题。
Amen on that one? Yeah, I think so. I think so. That's awesome, right? That's the answer. No matter what, you're seeking God, by the way. No matter what, your kids are seeking God, you're seeking God. People seek him, though, unfortunately, in the wrong places. But actually, I believe everyone's actually seeking God. Some in the right places, some in the wrong places.
我想每个人都在寻找上帝，只不过有一些在正确的地方，有些在错误的地方。
Even your kids on their phones, and they can't put that thing down. It's a pain in the neck. I really wish, I told my wife the other day, I said, man, if you weren't here, I said, I'd take my daughter's phone and I'd smash it on the ground. It'd make me feel so good. I would do it. My wife's like, don't do it. I told her I would do it if you weren't here.
我就跟我的妻子讲，如果可以把我们孩子的手机拿掉的话，我会非常的高兴。但是我的妻子说，不要做这样，不要把它拿走。
I mean, I hate that thing. That thing is just, but when I was growing up, it was the TV. The TV was a big thing. TV, TV, bad TV, TV, bad. But this is a little bit different because, when I was growing up, I didn't get to carry the TV with me to school.
我不喜欢孩子们玩手机，但是我小的时候是要不停的看电视。有一点不同就是我不能拿着电视随身走。
But what's interesting, though, is, when I see my daughter on her phone, I realize she's actually still seeking God. She's seeking God, but she's actually seeking God in the wrong way, though.
有趣的是，我看到我的孩子拿着手机。 我意识到他也是想寻求神，只不过是以错误的方式在寻求。
And I want you to think about this, because what is she doing this for? Because she wants peace, she wants happiness, she wants some sort of affirmation, she wants to see something that looks cool. She wants good things, but she's looking in the wrong place, and she's going to come up empty, right? That's why we want you kids to turn to scripture, turn to the Bible, because you're going to find the right answers in the right way.
我想孩子们他们在看手机的时候，他们其实也是在寻求平安，在寻求喜乐，但是他们只能空空的离开，拿不到。所以我鼓励大家来看圣经，来读圣经。
All right, so let's look at the last foundational scripture I want you to keep in mind as we go through this. Now let's look at Luke 4, verses 1 to 4. And there's a lot of meat here, but let's go through it. Verse 1, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit.
请大家翻开路加福音四章，我们一起来看一到四节。
What just happened before this?
第一节说耶稣被圣灵充满，那在这一节之前发生了什么事情呢？
He was baptized.
耶稣刚刚受过洗。
And the Holy Spirit, like a dove, in bodily form, descended and came upon Jesus.
而在他受洗的时候，圣灵就降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子。
So Jesus is full of the Holy Spirit, which means he is complete. He is maxed out. He has an anointing on him.
所以这里说耶稣被圣灵充满。And
he hears these amazing words from God, from the Father.
而他受洗的时候听到了从天父来的话语。
This is my son in whom I am pleased, very pleased with.
有声音从天上来说,你是我的爱子,我喜悦你。
So you have the whole Trinity at Jesus' baptism.
所以耶稣受洗的时候,我们看到了圣父,圣子,圣灵。
And so the scripture says here, he returned from the Jordan, because he got baptized in the Jordan River, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
四章第一节说,耶稣被圣灵充满,从约旦河回来,圣灵将他引到旷野。
Turn for a minute, keep your hand there, but go to Galatians chapter 5.
我们要来读加拉太书第五章。
Go to Galatians chapter 5.
请大家翻到加拉太书第五章。
And what you're going to see is the outcome. You're going to see what it means to walk in the Spirit. Look at verse 16. Chapter 5, Galatians, verse 16.
加拉太书五章十六节。
It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit. That's what Jesus is going to do. You're going to see it. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the what? The flesh. And that goes back to the verse we just read before, that big enemy, the flesh.
加拉太书五章十六节说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Jesus is being led by the Spirit. He's walking in the Spirit. He's being filled with the fruit of the Spirit. That's why he has such incredible self-control to say no when the devil is tempting him to eat something he shouldn't be eating.
耶稣当时被圣灵充满，所以他当撒旦让他吃一些他不应该吃的东西的时候，他说no，他说不。
So you're going to see this, and this is why it's so important for us to be walking in the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, so that we can also have the fruit of self-control, so that when the temptation comes, whatever it is, we can say no.
所以我们也当靠着圣灵而行，让我们有这样的节制，当我们不应该做事情的时候，我们就可以说不。
And what a powerful word that is, no.
那这个不是非常有力量的一个词。
And we say no when we turn to God and we ask him for help and we turn to him and we turn to his word. We're saying no to the temptation. We're saying no, I don't want to do that. And I'm going to keep my mind on Jesus.
所以我们要定睛在耶稣的身上，对这些试探说不。
Right? I mean, think about it. It would be very hard to, let's say you're a man and you see someone pretty, it'd be very hard to want to talk to another young lady if you kept thinking about your wife. If you kept thinking about your wife, you wouldn't talk to a young lady, right? in an inappropriate way, obviously, if you kept thinking about your wife. So the same thing, you want to fight temptation, think about Jesus. It's going to be very hard to commit bad sin if you're thinking about Jesus.
就像一个丈夫，如果他一直在思想自己的妻子的话，他不会对别的女人说不可以的话。 那同样的道理，如果人在思想神的话，也会对这些试探说不。
And again, when we say think about Jesus, think about what you know about him. Think about all the stories, all the verses, the whole Bible. I mean, think about something. There's nothing you can think about. Like, think about that. You're going to think about something. Keep Jesus and the stories and his miracles and his resurrection and his crucifixion and what he said and what he did and keep thinking about that. That's going to empower you with peace and joy and the ability to say no when the temptation comes against your flesh.
那我们如果不知道要思想耶稣什么的话，我们可以思想他所说过的话语，他所行过的神迹，来靠着这些，让我们来保持思想耶稣。
So let's go to verse 2 here. It says, being tempted for 40 days by the devil, back to Luke 4.
路加福音4:2说，耶稣40天受魔鬼的试探。
Which is, you know, 40 days, it makes you think of what?
说到40天，大家会想到什么？
The Exodus.
会想到出埃及记。
Should make you think about Israel wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, right? Jesus is the new Israel here. Jesus is doing what the people couldn't do in the book of Exodus. He's doing it now for them, saying, I'm gonna show you how to defeat the enemy. And I'm gonna model this.
当时以色列人在旷野游荡了40年，那耶稣现在在这里在旷野被试探40天，耶稣来给他们做一个榜样，告诉他们应该怎么做。
And then verse 2, continuing, and in those days he ate nothing, and afterward, when they had ended the 40 days, he was hungry.
路加福音4:2节后半段，那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，他就饿了。
Now, this is where you have to think, right? Our kids always say, I'm hungry, and they just ate like 4 hours ago. They're not hungry. I don't want you to think this is the same thing. Remember, this is 40 days. I mean, some of us can't not eat something for 4 hours, let alone 2 hours. We always have to eat something. Imagine not eating for 40 days. Jesus was starving. Well, you know, this hungry, I just want you to understand, it's starvation.
那我们可能吃完饭4个小时就饿了。大家想象一下，耶稣他是40天没有吃东西，他可能那个时候已经非常非常非常的饥饿。
I mean, think about how many people make a New Year's resolution to go on a diet, and how often every year they keep making the same New Year's resolution.
或者大家想一下，有多少人每年开始的时候都立志要过节食的生活，但是。
That's because you do well for about 2 weeks, and then someone shows you a nice slice of pizza or an ice cream sundae, and you're like, oh, all right, what the heck? Let me do it. You give up. Thank the Lord Jesus didn't give up.
感谢神，耶稣没有放弃。
And then look at verse 3, it says, and the devil said to him, so the devil speaks, the devil has a mind, the devil is rational. He may do irrational things, but he has intellect and great wisdom. And he speaks and he uses words, and he's using words with Jesus.
这里第三节，魔鬼也对耶稣来说话，魔鬼他也是非常聪明。And look
how Satan attacks Jesus. If you are the Son of God, well, we know he is because he was just baptized and God declared him to be.
魔鬼说，你若是上帝的儿子，我们知道耶稣受洗的时候，神刚刚告诉过耶稣说，你是我的爱子。But
he says here, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread.
魔鬼对他说，你若是上帝的神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。But
Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
耶稣回答说，经上记着说。 人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。So
I want you to keep these scriptures in mind. These are the foundational, the key scriptures that I want you to keep in mind as we go through this. But here's a takeaway so far. Our first takeaway, prioritize Jesus.
请大家把这些经文记在我们心里，因为今天我们是要围绕着这些经文来讲。
That's your homework today. Prioritize Jesus.
但是今天我们要记住的第一件事情就是要让耶稣优先。
And when you prioritize Jesus, your whole day becomes different.
当你让耶稣优先的时候，你的每天都会过得不一样。
If instead of me rushing to church, I prioritize Jesus by stopping to see if I can help someone spiritually.
我就像我今天早上的例子一样，我要先去看看有没有人需要，有福音的需要，然后再来，赶到教会。So
when you prioritize Jesus, when you put Jesus first, and when you're thinking about Jesus and what he has called you to do, work becomes different, family becomes different, you're just going to Costco, which I'm sure I'll see some of you later, will become different.
如果你让,
I'm going there later, so you might see me.
所以如果你让耶稣优先的话，你可能整个一天的生活都会过得不一样。
So prioritize Jesus. All right. So let's look at some context here. And we kind of went through it, but we'll do some more review. This is going to be called the pre-temptation context of Jesus' first temptation. We've kind of talked about it, but we'll just look at a few other points.
我们刚才已经简单地介绍了耶稣在受试探之前的情况，我们还要再介绍更多。
So you have the foundational scriptures that we looked at, right, and how they all connect, and I hope that you're thinking about that in terms of the flesh and the spirit and walking by the spirit, and you're looking at this, and now we're going to just look at additional context.
我们刚才已经读了今天的经文，路加福音4章1到4节。
So just some context, Jesus is on a spiritual journey and he's in the desert and he's doing this for 40 days.
就是耶稣当时被圣灵充满，他在旷野被试探40天。
So Jesus is on his personal, and he's doing it for all of us, he's doing it for all humanity, he's doing a personal exodus.
耶稣在做一个人，他自己出埃及的事情，他也是为着我们而做的。
We also learn from this scripture that we just read that Jesus is physically weak. He is starving. So he is weak and he is tired.
圣经上说耶稣饿了，我想他那个时候应该是又饿又累。
Some of your greatest temptation is going to come when you are weak, not feeling well, and you're tired.
当你又饿又累的时候，一些试探就会来找你。
Our kids' greatest temptation is when they, and this happens to them for whatever reason all the time, I'm bored. When they're bored, when you're bored, you're going to be attacked with temptation.
所以孩子们当他们觉得无聊的时候，试探也会来找。Because
bored usually means your mind is kind of blank and you're looking for something and you don't know what to do and you're just roaming around, you're flipping through the TV and flipping through your phone, you're bored. Right? And the enemy is prowls around you like a roaring lion, waiting to pounce on you.
所以当你觉得无聊，当你放着放手机，然后那个时候，就是魔鬼就像狮子一样会来找你。
But Jesus showed that you can be weak and tired and still be strong in the Lord.
但是耶稣却来给我们做出来一个例子，就是当你软弱，当你很累的时候，你也可以在灵里很刚强。
See, Jesus, through this whole temptation, he is physically a mess. He's physically weak, tired, exhausted, but he is spiritually like Mount Everest. He is spiritually powerful.
所以就像耶稣当时受试探的时候，他的身体应该非常的虚弱，但是他的灵里却非常的有力量。
So that shows you, too, that your physical body doesn't have to determine your obedience to God.
所以身体的状况不是决定我们顺不顺服的一个因素。That
even though you might be tired, exhausted, sick, you can still be on fire for Jesus. You can still love Jesus. You can still put Jesus first. You can still say no to temptation.
所以当我们身体软弱的时候，我们依然可以来跟随耶稣。And
the last thing is Jesus is alone. He's alone. He's by himself.
还有一个细节，就是在这里，耶稣是独自被试探的。Hello,
listen, we have a recipe for bad temptation. Weak, tired, and now I'm by myself.
所以如果在软弱、在孤独的时候，最容易被受到试探。So
Jesus is in the pressure cooker.
所以耶稣就像把他放到了一个高压锅里一样。
And you can all relate to this because you've all been weak and you've all been tired and you've all been alone, and sometimes those three things lead you to do to think whatever evil things, bad things, things that God wouldn't be pleased about.
所以我们每个人都有软弱、疲乏，都有独处的时候，这些时候就是危险的时候。But
even though Jesus is weak and tired and he's alone, he's fasting. He's fasting. He's on a spiritual journey. He's keeping God the Father at the forefront of his mind.
那耶稣在这里，尽管他已经非常的疲乏软弱，但是他的灵力却很刚强。他一副，
And we can also assume what? If he was fasting, he probably, it doesn't say it in scripture, but we can infer, we can assume that he was probably doing what else? Praying, right? I mean, he prayed all the time,
yeah.
Right? He went off alone, prayed on a mountain, like he prayed all the time. And we know from scripture, if you're going to fight some demonic powers, you can only defeat them through fasting and what? Prayer. So we can assume he was also probably praying.
圣经上说耶稣进食没有说他祷告，但是我推想耶稣可能在那个时候也会祷告。So
here's our takeaway from this context. Whenever you desire a closer walk with the Lord Jesus, you should expect a frontal assault on your flesh, on your mind.
那今天我们要记住的第二点就是，当我们愿意来与神更亲近的时候，我们可能会碰到我们肉体或者我们思想的征战。
So let's dig a little deeper into the temptation. This is called the devil challenges Jesus' identity and relationship.
那我们再来看，耶稣被试探的这个事情。这个撒旦他在挑战耶稣的身份以及和神的关系。
It's so interesting how in our culture today, identity is such a big thing.
在我们的文化当中，一个人的身份变得很重要。
And it's interesting how in this story, the devil is attacking Jesus' identity.
而在这里，魔鬼就是要来攻击耶稣的身份。
I mean, God the Father had just declared at Jesus' baptism, "I'm pleased with you. You're my son. I'm pleased with you." The identity is there.
圣父在耶稣受洗的时候，圣父刚刚告诉耶稣说：“你是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And Satan directly attacks the relationship that Jesus has with the Father.
那魔鬼就来攻击耶稣和圣父的关系。
He directly challenges the declaration that God the Father made that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
耶稣要撒旦他来攻击神刚刚宣告的事情。
And the devil wants Jesus to doubt who he is.
那撒旦他也要来让耶稣怀疑他自己到底是谁。
Like if you're a Christian today, that's your identity.
如果你是一个基督徒的话，基督徒就是你的身份。
I mean, I'm not an American first. I'm a Christian first. Just like your verse says in Hebrews, that's my country. My country, I have a heavenly country. I'm a visitor. I'm a pilgrim passing through. But I'm a Christian first. Then I'm from the United States second or third, whatever. But Christian first.
所以我们的身份是基督徒，我们就会说，耶稣优先。
And that should be our mindset.
这应该是我们的心里的想法。But
everything in our culture will say, no, elections coming up and, you know, the flag and like everything challenges that identity and your identity. You are a Christian first.
那我们周围的文化不这样认为，他们会来挑战我们基督徒的身份。
And so Satan attacks Jesus' identity. Satan will attack your identity. Satan will attack your children's identity.
那撒旦他来挑战耶稣的身份，他也会来挑战你的和你孩子的身份。
There's a lot of confusion in our culture, a lot of voices today that want you to question who you are. And you need to be firm in what you know yourself to be and how God created you. And affirm that. Affirm your Christianity. Affirm who you are. Affirm the truth. And you have to teach your children to do the same, regardless of the voices. And so think about how Satan comes against Jesus. If you're the Son of God, command this stone to become bread.
魔鬼来试探耶稣的时候，他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。”There
is crazy meaning in what Satan just said.
那魔鬼刚才说的这个话是非常邪恶的一个话。
I mean, these are the words of Satan, Satan's words. He says, if you are the son of God, command this stone to become bread.
魔鬼说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。
What is he really saying, though?
他到底是在说什么呢？
Because Satan is a liar. He's a deceiver. Don't just take what he says at face value. There's like everything's pregnant with meaning, and there's layers because he wants to trick you and deceive you.
魔鬼他要来愚弄人，所以我们看他话的时候，不能只看字面的意思。
I mean, so the things that I see in that is him saying to Jesus, hey, listen, man, the Father, he's doing a really great job taking care of you. You're out here in the wilderness, in the desert, 40 days, you're starving. He's left you, man. Like, take matters into your own hands, Jesus. Change your circumstances. That's what's being said.
魔鬼可能在告诉耶稣说：“你的天父非常的爱你，你现在又很虚弱，又很饥饿，那你把这个变成你要的东西。
And Jesus, I mean, if you are the Son of God, that if you're so exalted, then do something. Change, use your power. Feed yourself. Aren't you hungry? Why are you doing this? Who are you doing this for? Use your power and change your circumstances.
”所以魔鬼就说：“如果你是神的儿子的话，你现在又很饥饿。”那么你可以来做这个事情，让你得饱足。
Satan is telling Jesus, use your own power. Take matters into your own hands.
撒旦就告诉耶稣说，你要用你的能力自己来掌管这些事情。
Satan is telling Jesus, trust in yourself, Jesus.
撒旦也在告诉耶稣说，你要来相信你自己。
Believe in yourself, Jesus.
相信自己。
Satisfy your needs.
来满足你的需要。
Doesn't that sound familiar?
听起来是不是很耳熟呢？
We need to be careful as people.
那我们要小心。
We need to be really careful that we don't lose focus on who's actually providing for us.
我们要非常小心，要知道是谁在供应我们。
Thank God Jesus knew that the Father loved him. Thank God Jesus knew that the Father is providing for him.
感谢神，耶稣知道是神在供应他。
But do you know that?
那你知道吗？
Do you really believe? Like, I believe no matter what, I have what I have because of Jesus. No matter what it is, good, bad, whatever, any success, any money, any degree, whatever it is, God gave that to me. God provided everything and provides everything.
那我们也要知道。是神给了我们每一样事情，不管是好的是坏的。
And what's so great about that is it keeps you humble. It keeps you humble and it keeps you God-focused. Remember the first point? Prioritize Jesus. Well, that's hard to do if you think, like, I did it. I did it myself. I believe in myself. I applied my intellect and I did it. No, God gave it to you. God blessed you.
知道我们所有的都是神所给予的。会让我们能够谦卑下来，也让我们能够定睛在神的身上。
So, here's our takeaway.
那就是，
Remember who you are in Christ, and that your Father in heaven loves you no matter what. He provides for you. He will take care of you.
所以第三点就是要记住，不管是在什么情况下，神是我们的供应者，他也爱我们，让我们能够记住我们在基督里的在基督里我们到底是谁。
Stone to bread.
石头变为面包。
Here we're delving a little bit into that battle of the flesh, the lust of the flesh.
这是肉体的情欲。
What you see here in this particular circumstance, when the devil says, turn this stone, one stone, into bread.
在这里魔鬼试探的时候说，吩咐这些石头变成食物。
What you see here is that anything can be used by the devil, by the enemy to tempt you.
那我们就看到，魔鬼他可以用任何的事情来试探人。
So the devil can take anything, something even insignificant, which a rock is, and he can use it to tempt you to rely on your own strength and power.
撒旦可以用任何的事情，就像石头这样并不是很贵重的东西，他也可以用来试探人，让人来自己掌管。
Here in this story, Jesus was being tempted to take his superior power and take something like a stone, which is very ordinary, and transform it into something completely different to satisfy his needs, which was he was hungry, he was starving.
在这里，撒旦就要让耶稣利用他自己的能力，把一个普通的石头变成食物。
Well, let me ask you, what is your stone?
那我要来问你，你的石头是什么呢？
What is your stone?
什么是你的石头？
I mean, a stone is for the most part insignificant. It's just a rock.
石头是一个并不是很重要的东西。
I think about money sometimes this way, like a stone. Sometimes money could be a stone.
我有的时候会想，金钱可能是一种石头。
I mean, if you look at a dollar bill or a $20 bill or a $100 bill, what is it? It's just paper. It's just paper. That's all it is. And not even in and of itself, it's worthless. It's just worthless paper that's been printed by our government. So we say, oh, it has value. We believe it has value, and that's why it has value. But in and of itself, it's worthless. Would we not all agree on that? It's just paper.
如果你看一个纸币的话，你看那个10块的、20块、100块的，实质上它只是一张纸。
Now, if we had $20 gold bars, $20 gold bars, and $5 gold bars, all right, that's worth something. No matter what you think about it, gold is gold, and gold is value. But paper is worthless. Paper is worthless.
如果你有一个5克或者10克的金条的话，它是值一些，它是有一些价值的。但是你看到那个纸钱的话，它就是一张纸。
I mean, why do we want this paper so badly?
但是为什么我们就这么渴望拥有那个纸呢？
And why is it never enough, right? Obviously, you need it to survive. I mean, it's just the way the economy works, but like, why is it never enough? More, more, more money, more.
为什么人总是想要更多钱呢？
Because we can take it and turn it into something different than what it is to satisfy our lusts and our desires and our needs. We can take something and transform it. We can take that money and transform it into something that will satisfy us.
因为我们想要拿着这些钱，然后把它变成一些东西来满足我们自己的欲望。
How many of you are tempted to play the Mega Millions, $1.2 billion? Did anybody win that, by the way?
有没有人？
They're not here if they want.
有没有人想过要去买彩票中大奖？
Right? I don't gamble, but I was tempted to play. I'm going to be honest with you. I was. I was this close when I was driving home Friday, be like, let me just get a ticket. It's just $2. I could win a billion.
我并不赌博，但是有时候我会就想，只要花2块钱就可以买一张彩票，有可能会赢100万。
I didn't play, and I'm not going to judge you if you played. If you did play and win, I'll take some of it. If you want to give it to me, I'll take some of it.
我不是要指责，如果你买过彩票的话，我不是要指责你。
But you can see how we get tempted with just, we all have a stone, right? That's tempting for us to turn it and to make it something different. And we look to that stone because we say we can turn it into bread, we can turn it into a whatever, a mansion on the beach, whatever it is, we can change our circumstances.
所以我们每个人都有一个石头，而且我们常常会被试探，要把这个石头变成我们想要的。
Well, thank God Jesus did not give in to this temptation.
那感谢神，耶稣胜过了这个试探。
He could have, he didn't.
他可能会失败，但是他没有。
And because Jesus came to earth not to do his will, but to do the Father's will.
因为耶稣来到世界上不是要成就他自己的意思，乃是要成就父的意思。
We see this in Luke, where it says, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will. This is what Jesus himself is saying. Not my will, but yours be done.
就像路加福音22章所记载的，耶稣说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”
If that was Adam and Eve's mindset, we wouldn't be here today. We'd be in paradise. We'd be walking around just beautiful rivers and rainbows and stars, and we'd be loving life with no pain, no suffering, no worry, if she just would have said, "Not my will, God's will." So, no, I'm not taking that.
如果亚当和夏娃当时也有跟耶稣一样的心智的话，那么我们现在就不会在这里，我们是在乐园里。
And Jesus, what's his response? What's his response? Well, we'll get to that in a second. But Jesus is being tempted here, but his mind is always on the Father.
耶稣在这里受试探，但是他的心思是在父神那里。
And we know this because later on, after, you can look in Matthew chapter 7. Remember when Jesus says, "Don't worry," and when he's trying to explain how God takes care of us? And Jesus says, "What man among you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone?" Isn't that interesting?
就像耶稣在马太福音第7章说，你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？
Jesus uses this experience and you takes this experience, uses it later as a lesson to say, if God, lo Jesus knows, God loves me. I'm his son. I just heard it. I'm going to trust him. He can give me bread. He can rain bread from heaven as he did in the Exodus. He can give me manna. I don't have to do anything for the manna. The manna can just come. Jesus knows this. And that's why he can say no to the enemy.
耶稣知道神爱他，神还有能力给他食物，甚至可以从天上降玛纳给他们，就像在出埃及记里面做的一样。
So when tempted, here's the takeaway. Say no by remembering, by trusting, by believing God's words. Remembering, right? Jesus knew how God had taken care of him, because Jesus knew. Jesus provided the manna, right? But Jesus understood how God provides and how God cares for his children.
所以第三个我们要记住的就是，面对试探的时候，我们要来相信神，信靠他的话，因为神是我们的供应者。
So last point, and then we'll close. Divine response. Response time matters is what I'm typing.
最后一点就是我们要有回应的时间。
So in verse 4 of Luke 4, this is something you can use all the time, no matter what temptation. If you're battling some sort of flesh temptation, it could be to eat more, to watch more TV, to look at something you shouldn't look at, whatever it is. You know what it is for yourself, right? You know when you're battling your body, your flesh, your desires, your lusts, right? But you can use verse 4 anytime.
我们可每个人都会面对很多的试探，那我们可以用第四节来做回应。
So we usually say this is how Jesus defeats the enemy, by saying it is written.
就是经上记着说。
And that is true because that's the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the words of God. Jesus is walking by the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. So he does something spiritual by using the words of God.
圣经就是圣灵的宝剑，我们
But
可以借着这个宝剑来行。
simply quoting it, Jesus doesn't just quote it. There's a bubble, there's a context, there's a wall around this verse of all the things we just talked about.
耶稣他不仅仅是简单的应用，从旧约里边引用神的一句话，而是有这个话它本身有它的出处。
The it is written is important and works because Jesus knows I'm the beloved Son. God is my Father. It's God's will, not mine. God can provide. I will depend on God. Then it is written.
因为耶稣他知道父神爱他，会为他供应他所需的，然后才引用的这一句话。
And Jesus takes this right from Deuteronomy.
耶稣是从《生命记》里边引用的这一句话。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. He takes those words right from Deuteronomy. He takes something from Deuteronomy and uses it in his current circumstances.
他从生命记第8章第3节来引用了这一句经文，然后来面对处理他所。
And in Deuteronomy, it talks about how God provided the manna for the Israelites who were wandering for 40 years to test them so that they would know that they need more than bread, that they need God all the time.
而生命记这句话的出处的时候，正好是在讲神供应玛纳给以色列人。
I mean, the manna was wafer, right? Remember, if you know the description, it's like wafer with honey. That's what manna was. You think that was really that filling? Manna? I mean, how much manna you'd have to eat? We're not talking about Italian bread. We're talking about wafers. I don't even know what that is. Like that would, I would have to eat buckets full of that to be full. Manna. I would just have to eat a lot of manna to be full. So there was a point to the temp. There was a point to God providing manna because He wanted the people to know you need to trust and rely on Me. I am providing this. You're not doing anything. I'm raining it down. And you need to trust in Me, rely on Me, and realize it's not enough that manna. You need something more. You need to trust in Me. I will fill you. I will satisfy you. The manna is not going to satisfy you. That's why they kept going, we need meat. We need quail. We want more.
所以神通过玛纳的事情也要告诉以色列人，就是他们需要的是来信靠神，而不是靠着玛纳得饱足。
So Jesus trusted through this whole process, through this first temptation, that God would take care of him.
所以在面对耶稣，耶稣在面对试探的时候，他坚定地相信神会来供应。God
wants you and me today to trust in Him.
那神也要让你我来信靠神。
To depend on Him and His power.
来依靠神和他的能力。
To remember He will provide for me.
记住他是我们的供应者。
To remember it's God's will, not my will.
也记住是要成就神的旨意，不是我们的旨意。
This morning, will you be determined, or will you make a commitment that you will rely on God and His promises?
今天你愿意来信靠神以及神的应许吗？
Will you make a commitment to, when you're facing temptation, to remember what Jesus did and to learn from that and apply that in your temptation?
你愿意立志来效法耶稣，当面对试探的时候，能够像耶稣面对试探一样来做吗？
If we're being tempted, what should we do? We go to Jesus and we say, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by internet alone. Man shall not live by car alone. Man shall not live by money alone. Man shall not live by sex alone, drugs alone, whatever it is, but by every word of God. That's what's going to meet my needs. That's what's going to make me happy. That's what's going to give me peace. God.
当我们面对试探的时候，愿不愿意说我们是要靠神口里所出的一切话，而不是其他的东西来满足我们呢？
So final takeaway here is when and how you respond to Jesus is critical.
那最后一点就是，你怎么样以及什么时候来回应耶稣是非常重要的。When
the temptation comes, go right to God. Don't wait.
当试探来临的时候，立马转向神，不要等待。
You could do this. Jesus, help me.
你可以祷告说神来，耶稣来帮助我。
If it's a flesh battle, it is written, man shall not live by chocolate cake alone, but by every word of God.
如果是面对肉体的欲望，你要来向神求助。
Quote the verse.
来引用经文。
That verse can be used. Jesus applied something from the Old Testament to the New. You can take it from the New and apply it to your circumstances. Jesus wants you to take the words and apply it wherever you are.
那我们要学会引用圣经，耶稣可以引用旧约，我们也可以引用新约来到我们生活当中。
And you have confidence. The enemy is defeated by Jesus. Jesus has defeated the enemy on your behalf. You're guaranteed victory when you go to Jesus.
而我们也要有信心，就是耶稣会为我们征战并且得胜。Let's
pray.
我们一起祷告。Heavenly
Father.
天父。
I just want to thank you today for these words today. Jesus, there's no one greater than you.
主耶稣没有比你更大的。Thank
you for defeating the enemy because we could never defeat the enemy in our own strength.
感谢你战胜魔鬼，因为我们靠着自己不能战胜。Thank
you for teaching us what it means to, first of all, thank you for teaching us how much you care about us.
我们感谢你，让我们知道你是如何的顾念我们。You
went through, so much for us, God, and we don't deserve it. Thank you for everything you've done for us.
你为我们所做很多事情，是我们所不配得的。
Thank you for showing us that the Father will provide our needs and meet our needs and take care of us.
感谢你，让我们知道天父会供应我们，会顾念我们。
That we can have confidence that no matter what, you will help us.
让我们能够知道，不管面对什么样的境况，你会来帮助我们。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing us how important it is for us to depend on the Father, to depend on you, to look to you, lean on you all the time.
也让我们知道，时时刻刻来信靠天父，信靠你是何等重要的一件事情。
This morning, today, here's your opportunity to just cast your cares on Jesus.
今天早上是一个好的机会，把我们的忧虑都卸给神。
It might be your children's future. It might just be your relationships at work. Whatever it is, you can go to Jesus. Give him your cares. He says, cast your cares upon me.
不管是家里的，是孩子们，是工作，我们都可以来到神的面前，让神来帮助我们。
Jesus will take care of you.
耶稣会顾念我们。
Go to him now. The Bible says when you draw near to God, he will draw near to you.
我们要来亲近神，也让神来亲近我们。
If there's temptation going on in your life, just remember the words of God. Submit to God. Resist the devil. You resist them by faith in his words, just like what Jesus did by saying it is written. And the devil will flee.
当我们面对试探的时候，我们要来借着经文来抵挡这个试探，让撒旦逃走。
And that might be something you have to keep doing. It's not something that might be over in 2 seconds, but that's the formula for success.
这是我们靠着圣灵能够得胜，是我们的秘诀。
Lord God, I just pray that you will fill your people, this congregation, with your peace, with power, with the truth from your scriptures.
主，我来祷告，希望你能够让这里的每一个人都充满平安，都充满喜乐。
We thank you so much for loving us so much by what you did on the cross and by the way you battled the enemy for us.
我们感谢你在十字架上所成就的，也感谢你战胜魔鬼。
Jesus, you are the Lord of Lords.
主啊，你是万王之王。
Jesus, you are the King of Kings.
万主之主。
Jesus, you are the Almighty God.
你是全能的主。
Jesus, you are the Great I Am.
你是伟大的那一位我是。
Jesus, there is no greater God than you.
没有神比你更大。We
praise you and we thank you.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
In your holy name.
祷告奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.